BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, listeners. Here is today's Scott Mills Daily on Bring Sir Dosser to Work Day. It happens last Monday of every January, so he was in today. Also, 24 years at the tap end. The celebs who've recorded together but don't follow each other on Twitter, shock. More loving the trolls, what the haters have been saying to us this week through the voice of Lawrence. And Dan and Phil play today's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
You know, we're looking at this double thing, you know, who follows who on Twitter.
Well, after the shock announcement on Real or No Real last week that Nelly does not follow Kelly on Twitter, despite the fact they had a song called Dilemma together.
Well, we found this amazing website which sort of does the job for you, saves you hours of searching.
What, so you can see who follows who?
Yeah, so I'm just taking them off the text at the moment and then typing them in. It's like, Flo Rida does actually follow Ollie Murs. And they follow each other, which is quite surprising, but we've got a good one here. Is this actually right? DJ Fresh follows Rita Ora.
Yeah.
But Rita Ora does not follow DJ Fresh.
Awkward.
Awkward. Massively.
Really awkward. Massive song that was. Got any more?
Dappy and Brian May.
Don't follow each other.
They don't follow each other. Who would have thought?
And also, we've just found out that Blue Cantrell off of Breed does not follow Sean Paul and vice versa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Theme tune. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So here is your Monday fix of 24 years at the tap end, the autobiography that just seems to run and run. Okay, so where are we at?
I'm going to take you to round about my 18th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am winning because I am Charlie Keane.
Charlie Keane.
Yep.
And I'm going to be Quiz Keane Bleakley. I sort of turned that into a quiz name there by accident. But we'll go with it.
Why are you Quiz Keane?
I don't know.
It's like you're one thinking of those Quiz Keane Aguilera.
I'm kind of a Keane and a quiz name mixed together there.
Okay. People will use that now.
I'm ready.
I am so ready.
I am very lucky that I've grown up with a brilliant group of mates. Mates that have seen me at my highest and my lowest. But mates that when I look back on my time at the tap end, I've had a brilliant time with. I wanted to dedicate this chapter of 24 years at the tap end to them and explain a little bit more about them. There's Cantona, named this because his mum is French. He's a good lad, probably our most successful and unsuccessful bloke on a night out in equal measures. He likes to play a statistics game, something I couldn't do but respect him for it.
What does that mean?
So generally, I'm not saying he does this all the time, but I'm saying that he's very direct with girls. So if he sees a girl that he likes, he's more than happy to go up and be very blunt about what he wants.
To a lot of them.
On the basis that probably to a lot of girls that's quite rude, but every now and then one goes, yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, right, so just taking a chance.
Yeah, he's willing to be rejected, which is something I fear.
Hate that.
Chaz and Chinese Dave are generally the more sensible guys in our group. Chinese Dave in particular loves cultural things, like going on activities on a night out, rather than just heading to the pub. He likes to do classy things. He'll go to a nice themed pub. Or do you know what I mean? Or he loves an activity. He loves a teppanyaki grill.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
Classy.
Instead of a burger. He's got that element of class and culture about him that he loves on a night out, which maybe isn't what we always go for. Dougsy, I have known since I was about 8 years old. We're basically the same, except I'm slightly better at the football game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa than him. He would deny that, though. Webbo has been one of my best mates for many years now, although he is the kind of lad that has been known to order a hot chocolate and a round of beers. Jono and the Beast are gentlemen, and I can't say too much about the convict, unfortunately, but he's a lovely bloke. Then there's my mate Sir Dosser, Ollie, who has provided many laughs over the years. He's my mate who created the songs Bish Bash Bosh.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague.
And more recently, Hanging in the Morning.
I'll be hanging in the morning.
Do you ever get requests when you're on your, like, when you're DJing or...?
Someone has asked me for Bish Bash Bosh before.
Yeah.
And I didn't have it to hand.
Did you not?
No.
I can sort that for you.
I need to get that burnt off.
He's a simple guy who likes simple things and has a unique view on life compared to other people. I must point out when I'm reading this, I'm finding this ever so slightly awkward.
Yeah.
Because as you can see, and I know, but probably no one listening can see... I brought Sir Dossa with me to work.
Yeah. And you're talking about him now.
I know. And he's just sitting there at the back. Sort of
like he's not here. You're talking about him like he's not here. Hi, Sir Dossa.
Hello.
I like it that it's Bring Sir Dossa to Work Day.
Yeah, well, he's got a day off his work. And I said, well, do you want to come along? Because, you know, we talk about him a lot and stuff. And he really wanted to and wanted to come say hi. So,
are you going to do this every last Monday of January?
I don't know. Is this going to be a regular thing?
I'll be up for it.
What's tricky here, though, is I am going to go on with this story.
That's fine.
But just bear in mind that he's sitting in the corner there.
Is this happening?
Unlike most other people, he hates hot, sunny days, which has caused problems when we've been on holidays to Falaraki, Malia, Magaluf, Napa and Kavos. He struggles in hot conditions.
Is that true, Dossa?
Yeah, I did on the lads' holidays. It used to be pretty bad.
He has openly said that sunbathing is selling out.
Is that true?
Does this need explaining?
By selling out, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're there for the nights, not to sunbathe in the day.
He can never lie on a sun lounger for more than a few minutes before he starts to thrash around and say things such as tanning is for girls or roll on winter. One of the most majestic sights there is watching Sir Dossa try and mount a Lilo. He physically cannot do it. And the facial expressions he will pull when he attempts to mount the Lilo are priceless.
Why can't you do it, Dossa?
It was a struggle.
It's actually harder than you think, I think.
But with him, it's like wrestling a seal or something. It's
definitely makes a meal of it.
But all this makes him a legend, and we've had many funny times together. Whenever we went out in Watford, we would generally spend the few pounds kept aside for taxis on kebabs and have to walk from Watford to Northwood, where he lives. We would go back to Butler's Garage and listen to the Streets album until we fell asleep, usually getting woken up by lawnmowers the next morning as he had a gardener that came round once a week on a Tuesday.
How big is your garden, Sir Dossa?
It's a big one.
It's quite big, yeah. Enough to have a Manuel the gardener.
Manuel the gardener?
His name's Manuel?
That's what we call him. I'm not too sure.
Is this from the royalties of Bish Bash Bosh that you've been able to afford this this person?
Have you seen this Sir Dossa tattoo he's got on his arm? Show who's got your... He once messaged me saying, I'm going for a tattoo. And I was like, what's going on there then? What are you going to get? And he's like, I'm going to get Sir Dossa written on my arm. And I was like, surely not.
It's happened.
And then he went offline.
And that was the last you heard.
And next time he came online.
Done it.
This was what was shown to me on a photo. Do you want to show Scott?
We'll get a picture up. Oh, on the left arm, on the inside.
Right,
we'll get a picture on the Facebook and Twitter.
We've had some great nights out together, but around that time, most of our nights involved driving to Topgolf in Watford or hanging out in Pinner Memorial Park. Even aged 18, and by then some of us were driving, our borders never really extended. Funds were still a massive issue and meant that generally, even if we wanted to, we couldn't really travel very far very often. But being 18 had suddenly meant that new possibilities were being opened to us in the local area. Now, we could all get served in the pub. We could all vote now, but that wasn't going to be a regular activity for the boys.
It's not, is it?
No. We could legally go to a casino and gamble, but we didn't really have the money for that, so it seemed like a bit of a waste of time. We tried all these things, but on discussing what else we could do, we realised that there was one thing that we hadn't really tried. Cantonar pointed out that there was one pub in the area that we were all yet to try. It was a little bit notorious in Northwood Hills and advertised exotic dancing on a chalkboard outside of it.
Northwood Hills sounds like the Hollywood Hills.
It's not.
Oh.
But wow. You're thinking, the thing is, Scott Mills' brain's
I'm thinking
going
Beverly Hills. Yeah,
right, I see. Okay.
Not like that, no?
Anyone in the area will know Northwood Hills is very different to Beverly Hills.
Right.
Despite my concerns, the boys decided it would be a good idea to go. So about 10 of us all walked into the pub. I wasn't sure where to look. It was all a bit weird, with a lady dancing in the middle of the room. We took our seats in the room.
In a pub?
Yeah.
Okay, and was it exotic?
Kinda.
Was it exotic?
I don't know, I've never been anywhere exotic before, but... Right. We took our seats in the room. There was a scattering of other people in there, but our group looked ridiculous. They're in huge numbers, not really knowing what to do, or in my case, where to look.
So where was the lady? She was in the middle of the room?
She's in the middle of the room.
And all you lads are around?
Yeah, there's like tables going all around the pole in the middle of the room.
There's a pole in a pub?
Yeah.
Like a fireman's pole?
Yes, that kind of thing.
From the ceiling to the floor?
Ceiling to the floor. On a health and safety note, actually, Becky, if she was there, would have been fuming because there was a... the air conditioner was controlled by one of those fans that goes like that. And I did fear that should someone be sort of up that pole, like, they're going to...
Their heads chopped off.
And you know me, I'm not, you know, that fussed about health and safety, no. So God knows what Becky would have... A lady came round with a tin that we each had to put a pound coin in. Chaz instructed me to sit on my hands, and not really feeling like I wanted to be there anymore, I obliged...
Can I ask, why did you have to put a pound in a pot? Were they the chuggers coming around for charity?
No, that was just what you did. The lady came round and each of you put a pound in the pot. It was like doing the meter on a car or something like that. It just bought you another 15 minutes in there kind of thing. All 10 of us sat there sitting on our hands and then the dancing lady took a pound coin from the tin and put it in the jukebox on the wall. I expected Christina Aguilera Dirty or a Shakira song, but I think the lady accidentally pressed play on the wrong song. She played this. That's what I'm saying.
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar.
Now, if you don't know, it's a song by Madness called Driving in My Car. And it was clearly being played in error.
I love when people get the wrong one on the jukebox.
Honestly, Dossett can back me up here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a... We all looked around going, is this what happens? Like, didn't expect this. To her credit, she carried on, despite the song being played. I can't speak for all the boys, but for me it was a very strange experience. And the awkwardness of the situation, mixed with the music, caused me to start laughing. The owner of the pub by now had emerged from behind the bar, keen to see why Madness was being played, and saw me laughing and didn't look happy. I couldn't hold it in, though, and so I made my escape. We weren't even halfway through the song as I walked out the door to the sound of Madness.
So she is exotic dancing to Driving in My Car by Madness.
Yeah. And age 18, I was like, is this, like, this isn't what I was told it was going to be like.
It's
like,
not the first song you put on, is it?
No. I think she'd obviously pressed wrong and she was like, I'm not spending another pound.
Yeah.
We'll work with what we got. It was an experience, however, and I decided not to make a return to that establishment. I can never look at Madness the same way, though. Like when I saw them performing at events like the Queen's Jubilee or the Olympic closing ceremony. Because of that trip, when I see a sign for exotic dancing, all I can think of is Suggs, and vice versa, which is no nice thing.
Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did...
4 years at the top end.
At the top end.
More on Wednesday at 1:45. And now we are
loving the
crew. Hello,
loving the trolls, loving the trolls. Loving the trolls
helps turn the microphones on.
Loving the trolls, loving the trolls, yeah, loving the trolls, yeah.
Loving the trolls,
yeah.
That's it.
Loving the trolls,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Loving the Trolls. Does it? It's time for Loving the Trolls. If anyone has ever been horrible to you on Facebook, or maybe you've put up a YouTube video of yourself and someone has been unnecessarily horrible to you for no reason, you've done nothing wrong to them, but you've put your video up, and even though they're probably a complete moron, and you know that, it still hurts when you read it, when you read the comment, and you keep rereading it, and it makes you feel a little bit upset, makes your stomach go, ugh, and it kind of makes you fume a little bit as well and get a little bit angry. Imagine, though, whatever they've said, whatever comment they've posted, whatever they've put to you on your Facebook, imagine they always, whenever they speak, that person has the voice of Lawrence. If you've never heard Lawrence before, here's our computer that we put all the abuse through on Loving the Trolls. They speak like this all the time, not just when they're posting hate. This is their actual voice. So, let's see what they've been saying to us this week. We get a barrage of abuse on a daily basis, and we like to play them out with the voice of Lawrence on Loving the Trolls. Here's our first one today.
Why don't you all go to Romania and stay there?
Good question.
I don't know why they've chosen Romania in particular.
Why don't you all go to Romania and stay there?
Oh, I know why. It's because we said that we're going to try and represent Romania in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, okay.
And they want us to go there and stay there.
But they want us all to go there.
Yeah.
Never come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we will.
Chris is an idiot fool. Bring back Mark and Lard.
Who?
Chris is an idiot fool. Bring back Mark and Lard.
I think that was you're an idiot fool.
Bring back Mark and
Mark
Lard.
Mark and Lard, who haven't been on for decades.
No.
But they want them back.
And me out.
And you off.
Okay.
Now, are you ready, Chris?
More?
Yeah. It's through the voice of Lawrence, though. This could be one that is aimed at you here.
24 years of the crap end.
Why have I never heard that before?
24 years of the crap end.
Yep.
Genius.
Thank you, Lawrence. Now, can you believe that?
Was that it? Is that all
it?
They sent?
That's all you get, yeah. What? That's it.
There was no deer, Scott, or...
No, just that.
Okay.
Can you believe that some people don't like innuendo bingo? It's like everyone's favourite feature.
Benign, infantile trash. Grow up, you're better than this, surely.
No, I don't think we are better
banal
than that.
Banal and infantile.
Banal and infantile trash.
Yeah. Benign, infantile trash. Grow up, you're better than this, surely.
Thank you, Shirley, anyway, for that. Nah. Now, normally, you'll find that people who listen to Radio 1 love the Live Lounge.
Terrible cover of an awful song.
Apart from that person who thought it was a terrible cover of an awful song.
Terrible cover of an awful song.
That was never going to go well if they didn't like the song in the first place.
I don't know who they were talking about.
A terrible cover of an awful song.
Terrible cover of an awful song.
Brace yourself, Chris.
Oh.
Ready?
Come on in.
Why do you persist with this, fool Scott? Chris is useless.
Did he useless. Use the word fool? Why is it always fool?
I know, I like because when do you ever say in life, he was a fool? What
is
a fool.
Is this the same person? I swear every time on Loving the Trolls, I'm a fool.
Why do you persist with this, fool Scott? Chris is useless.
I wonder who the last one could be about.
Here we go again. I am Chris. I am so funny. My mates are all lads. Lads, lads, lads. Rubbish.
That's so I can just imagine.
That is a good one. Fair play.
Here we go again. I am Chris. I am so funny. My mates are all lads. Lads, lads, lads. Rubbish.
Loving the Trolls.
Oh, I love them more
good
today.
One. Loving the trolls. Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
He doesn't hurt.
Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
Ironic that someone has texted in trolling Loving the Trolls as a feature.
Oh, no, it's eating itself, this feature now. Oh, it's all gone round in circles. Thank you to the voice of Lawrence, and thank you to our fabulous haters. More next week. We've got this new thing we just found online where you can see if people who have done favourite and massive duets actually follow each other and whether they're friends in Twitter life. Like Sean Paul and Blue Cantrell off of Breathe, who don't follow each other.
Just checking now.
And, well, neither did Nelly and Kelly off of Dilemma.
Oh, no, it's
what?
Awkward.
What?
Well, Mickey Echo follows Rihanna.
Oh, I knew that was going to be that way around. And nothing from Rihanna, no.
Afraid not.
Made a song with him, doesn't follow him on Twitter. Ow, that's got to hurt. Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Today in Chris's life is Bring Sir Dossa to Work Day. He's still here. Hi, Sir Dossa.
Hello.
Right, this is every last Monday of January this is happening, where Chris brings his friend, who is a rapper, to work. Are you enjoying it, Sir Dossa?
Yeah, I'm having a great day.
Yeah.
He sounds excited.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for being there.
What I'm thinking is, it doesn't just have to be my work. Maybe we should just send Sir Dossa to anyone's work on the every second Monday or
something. So it's like, do you want Sir Dossa in your workplace?
Yeah.
Get in touch.
You can just sort of
sit there and join in. I just generally go, yeah, I'm having a good time, thanks. Being extra polite, like he is. I guess you guys are going for a beer afterwards. I can't join you. Ask me why.
Why?
Because I'm taking delivery of a new bed.
Right.
Remember I told you
that the revolving one broken?
No. Remember I told you that the slats kept breaking? The slats only on my side of the bed that I sleep on?
Of course.
Right? They've completely gone. So last night I got into bed, like, pew, all gone. So new bed is on today. And tomorrow I take delivery of a brand new toilet seat, because I've broken that as well, in the downstairs loo.
What's going on?
I'm a fat one. I need to get my ass to the gym. Toilet seat and bed in the last 2 days. Brilliant. I need to be one of those people on one of those Channel 4 documentaries that gets winched out of my house.
Okay. I'm going to question
it. It's just a coincidence.
How do you break a toilet? I mean, you really have to...
You know me, I'm a clumsy one.
Go to some effort to do that, haven't you?
You know how clumsy I am. It's just, I can... Like, anything will break. Like, things have come off the wall before. It's easy if you're me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Dan and Phil.
Hello.
Hello. I heard a lot of your show last night.
Did you?
Yes.
What do you think?
I liked it.
Good, thanks.
It's the Request Show with Dan and Phil. That's the name of it. Hey, and it's on Sunday nights between 7 and 9. I heard you doing some awkward kind of exercising with Aled and an Olympian.
Yeah, usually we've been challenging him to, like, play Operation before he gets to talk about the surgery. But this time he came in and was like, we're going to challenge you. And we're like, oh, God, what's he going to do? And then he brought in an Olympian / personal trainer who made us do star jumps.
No one was expecting that.
No.
And I did about 10. And then...
Ah, they speak the same.
What just happened?
Oh, God.
Dude.
We need an exorcist. Quickly.
Wow.
What were you going to follow that up with? Because I was going to say I did 10 and then could taste blood in my mouth.
That's what I was going to say.
Spend too much time together.
Yeah.
For a while
now. 2 hours.
2 hours.
On Sunday,
a week.
Enough.
God. Hey, Chris has been checking out your new video, the Muse one.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a sort of James Bond-esque Dan and Phil... I mean, Dr. Daisy?
Yeah.
Evil character?
It came from a weird place, right? Well, we've been asking people to make these music videos, play on our show, so we thought, okay, it's time that me and Phil actually made one. Phil wanted to do a James Bond parody. I wanted to do this kind of thing where I slowed down footage of Pomeranians running in circles and then mixed that with dubstep.
Sure. So we fused them together.
Unfortunately, that was
the first thing
that
came into your head.
Yeah, so then we mixed them together and we ended up with a Bond villain who used a satellite to turn everyone into dogs, basically.
Yep. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now if people want to check
if you
want to
experience that.
It's doing incredibly well in terms of views so far.
It's got Dan in the shower.
It has. I actually had to film myself in the shower, which was as awkward as it sounds.
Got 9 people not liking it so much. But,
that's okay. Haters, man.
But likes are nearly on 4,000. It's all good. The top comment is good. Dan and Phil actually get paid to not have any dignity. And I'm jealous.
I'm glad you're jealous.
Accurate. Yeah. Basically.
So Supremacy, the ultimate parody video by Dan and Phil, that is on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. And they're here to play Real or No Real.
Yeah.
This is pretty much, apart from your own show, your favourite part of the week.
Definitely.
So, a selection of facts here. Some real, some really not. But which one's which? And your reasons why, please. 10 points for each one you get right.
When the mummy of King Ramesses II was sent to France in the mid-1970s, it was issued with a passport. Ramesses' occupation was shown as King, deceased.
Ooh.
I'm getting a true vibe from that one.
Are
I don't
you?
Know why. It was,
why
it was
is that, Dan?
Too long and too specific.
The bit thing worthy, is those wasn't things, it?
You can tell if something's, you know, instantly untrue, but if it goes on a bit too long with enough specific fact, you're like, nah, it has to be real.
Yeah, so does that mean they had to bring the mummy into one of those passport photo booths and, like, prop it
up? Yeah, I need to get three chances
Stop
to take
smiling.
It.
Get your hair out of your eyes. That's always my problem.
Chris, are you understanding this?
I'm vaguely. I'm trying to keep up with it, but it's like, why would a mummy need a passport? Do you know, that's what
person.
I'm struggling with here. Mm. So for that reason, I think the opposite. I think when someone tells a lie, they give too much information.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say no real.
Chris says no real. Dan?
Real.
Phil?
No real.
That one is real.
Hey, hey.
Whoa. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Here's your next one then.
A recording of Florence and the Machine's performance of You've Got the Love from Tea in the Park 2010 is used to keep bats out of the rafters of Leicester Town Hall.
No, that has to be real. Do you reckon it's the frequency of Florence's voice
Maybe.
Or something like that makes the bats' heads explode or something?
I can't imagine bats hating Florence and the Machine.
How can anyone hate Florence, even bats?
I quite like the how specific it is. It's that particular performance that sends the bats.
Maybe something happened, a microphone error, maybe.
Yeah.
Something magical must have happened on that date.
So, bats being kept out of Leicester Town Hall by Florence and the Machine, You've Got the Love.
Mm.
What are we saying?
Definitely real.
My rabbit used to be scared of the news.
How is that relevant to anything?
It would just run out of the room if the news was on, so I think...
TV news?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it one newscaster in particular? Fiona Bruce?
Moira Stewart was one of them.
Mm. Yeah.
The afro.
Yeah, I think...
What's she hiding?
I'm going to go with real for that fact.
Okay. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Done. What did you say, Dan? Real or no real?
I said real.
And next on Real or No Real, this one.
Florence from Florence and the Machine doesn't even follow Dizzy Rascal on Twitter.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
See, this is massively awkward. This is what we were saying about earlier as well.
Yeah, there's a few people. We found out an easy way of seeing who follows who.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most awkward one you found? Because Rihanna Mickey Echo is kind of like, Rihanna's a big deal.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the most awkward one? R. Kelly.
I don't know. Well, we know that Nelly doesn't follow Kelly.
Yeah, that is...
That's quite bad.
A pretty 50-50 song, wasn't it?
It really
it's not like
was.
Rihanna and Mickey Echo. It's like those two people.
Equal billing.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Florence doesn't follow Dizzy on Twitter, Phil.
I'm going to say no real.
Chris.
Do you two follow each other, by the way?
No.
Should we get this
far too
I would
low.
Imagine they do.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Oh, no, they're the best of friends, nice. Even on Twitter.
Ugh. I had faith in Florence.
And here's your next fact or not.
Dame Judi Dench's grandson is in Bring Me the Horizon. The band say much of their early success was due to Judy's support on Twitter.
Yep, definitely.
Do you know what? You laugh. I think that's believable. Dame Judi Dench. I mean, why not? If someone like that supported your band... You'd be huge, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've never heard her talk about Bring Me the Horizon, though.
Photos of her on the front of Cosmo, rocking Drop Dead.
Yeah, I'm really not aware of that, but it could be true.
Mm. I can imagine her listening
she
to
She seems
them
pretty
in
hardcore, doesn't she? She's got that look behind her eyes. You can tell that as soon as, you know, the curtains are drawn, just smashing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In the jeans.
In the jeans. Dame Judi Dench. Bring Me the Horizon, no, real
I'm
or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm fed up of losing, so I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes. You did right there, Dan.
Hey.
And here's your next one.
Dizzy Rascal doesn't even follow Florence and the Machine on Twitter.
Poor Florence.
It's a lot about Florence today, which I'm enjoying.
At this point, it's gotten to the kind of like, are they bluffing, double bluffing? Is it real or not real? Exactly.
Okay, so this is Dizzy doesn't follow... No, Lawrence.
Florence. 10 times.
Someone different. Dizzy doesn't follow... That's really hard to say. Dizzy doesn't follow Florence.
Dizzy doesn't follow Florence.
Real or no real?
He seems like very down with the kids on the Twitter and on the internet. I imagine he would. If I'm playing this to win, I'm going to say that he does follow Florence.
Okay.
I think he must follow Florence.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go no real.
So you're saying...
Real.
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 No reel.
No,
oh, no, wait.
No, is it?
There's no reel to him not doing it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm
don't
there.
Trick me. The not reel.
No, not. So, reel.
No reel.
Reel.
That one is real.
What?
Dizzy Rascal.
All of that.
Unfollowing.
And at the end of that extremely complex but quite fun round of real or no real, here's the scores.
It was fun, and I'm not sure I got the scores right, but I think we each got 20.
20 each?
We all win.
Hey.
Oh, everyone wins.
How diplomatic.
Yeah. Hey.
Make sure you check out the Muse video, Dan and Phil, in now on the BBC Radio 1 YouTube. And they're back on Sunday with all your requests from 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Listen and watch.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you next week. So that's Monday's show. Make sure you join us tomorrow between 1 and 4, whether you're at work or whether you're studying or revising. And be here for Innuendo Bingo, another wet session at 1:45.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.